Anderson Penn's podcast, episode 330 for Wednesday, September 11th, 2019. This is Brian.
This is Eric. Hey, Brian, how are you?
Hi, good.
Haven't seen you in forever.
I know, right?
I think it's been a month.
It might have been.
Oh, here we go.
Do you know?
Very likely not.
What is a cucumber's favorite musical instrument?
I do not know. Why don't you tell me, what is a cucumber's favorite musical instrument?
A piccolo.
A piccolo. That's a good one.
That's good.
That's a good one. I'll give that. That's a good one.
Okay.
So, like I was saying, it's been a month.
It's been a month.
Do we have anything to talk about?
Thanks for joining us. Tune in next time.
I was going to ask, have we talked about Sailor Ink Studio? But I seem to recall we went through the colors.
Yes, okay. Yes. I think we went through all 99 colors.
We still have them?
Yes.
Okay.
There's 100 colors. Just
kidding. 100 colors?
Yeah, just got a nice...
We memorized them.
Nice and restock.
We memorized the code, too.
162. What color is it?
I have no idea. Green? Green.
Fours were blue, sixes were green?
Green. Okay, I got the green.
All right.
No idea. That was a month ago.
That was a month ago. So, well, here we have a lot of new stuff.
The table is full.
I want to say this is the fullest it's ever been.
We can say that. Someone going to check us?
We did have. Remember the one time we had a quiz and we asked people who the first guest host was, and the only one that got it right was somebody watching the podcast.
So this is the fullest.
This is the fullest it's ever been. Yeah, I'm sure.
Except when we had all 100 of those inks there.
Well, yes.
I don't know.
Those are small.
What's up first?
New. This is close to my heart. I love this.
I love this. It's gorgeous. The reach across you there.
Sailor 1911, King of Pen, Stormy Sea.
Stormy Sea, and it's the color. It's the color that is color gorgeous. We've had these.
We have. Yes.
These two are not new.
No.
This is a 1911 lock, standard and large, but the King of Pen.
The nib.
It is gorgeous.
Man. The size. This is just. This one, this has moved up to the top of the King of Pen list for me.
It truly is a beautiful color.
It's got a metallic. It used to be the old metallic blue that was in that you found it in the Pro Gear Slim. No, they don't make it in a Pro Gear. They don't make it in a Pro Gear Slim anymore. But
this is the metallic blue.
It's the same color.
So if you have seen that, you've seen the color of this pen.
Okay. Now that pen, when we got it, we only got like six, and like I think the first four went all to employees.
Well, I can see why.
It's a great color. It's really a great color.
I didn't realize it was the same color.
It's just wonderful. Medium broad nibs.
On the
King of
Pen. Rhodium
plating. Yep, on the King of Pens. Medium and broad only. Cartridge converter. It's great.
Gorgeous.
So.
Now, how many did you take? One of each?
How many did I take? One medium, one broad?
Yeah.
And a large?
All the nibs sizes all the and nibs. All the sizes, right?
Yes, I got 16 pens.
16 pens?
No.
Not bad.
But so King of Pen, Stormy Seas, also available in Chicago too. So if you're down there, you can go and check them out.
Chicago has them. What's in Chicago? You have a store in Chicago? I was supposed to ask you that. You have a store in Chicago?
All right, next up. This is not.
Oh, did you know that Pilot makes a, what is it? Limited edition Vanishing Point every year? Limited edition, not special, limited.
Limited.
Because they're numbered, right?
They are numbered, yes. One for each year of the year.
So you mean they're going to make 2019?
That's correct.
And this is last year's?
That's last year's.
So they make 2018?
Lines. Yes.
And so this year's is the VPLETT.
We have...
That's what it says.
We have so many things that are a little cheap here.
I can translate VP... Because that's Vanishing Point. LE is limited edition. Do you happen to know what TT stands for?
Yeah, it's a car that Audi made. Tropical turquoise.
Tropical turquoise.
It is stunning. And I'm guessing it's going to be right here.
It's going to be right behind
and
us
it's
here.
It's just...
It looks like tropical ocean sea or something. Yeah,
it looks nice. We saw this. We kind of may have had a preview copy of this pen. Not the pen itself, but I saw a picture of it early. I knew this one's going to be...
It's a nice one.
This one, every bit, in my opinion, every bit as nice as the Twilight.
Now, this is not like the Gradients. Is this a U.S.?
No. It's a U.S.
U.S.
So every year, the U.S. picks the design.
Pen,
and then the French pick it the next year. So this year is U.S.
U.S. U.S. has been doing Gradients recently.
Yes.
But this is not.
This is not a Gradient.
Sort of like... Nope. dappled sea.
Yeah, it kind of looks like, you know, if you're walking on the in the water when it's, you know, low tide or something.
Like in the tropics.
Yeah.
Kind of turquoise.
Turquoise.
Yeah.
So TT, no. Tropical turquoise.
So we don't have one.
We don't have them
to show.
They are coming this month.
This month.
So get your back of stock notifications in.
All right, we're not selling yet.
No, because okay. They're actually. U.S. got a smaller allocation than they normally do, so
we
don't know exactly what we're
going to
get
yet. It's back in stock notifications for now.
Yep.
Okay.
As soon as we get them, those emails go out, and you get an email.
But we have at least one picture.
We have at least...
Probably the picture you're looking at right now.
I think we have four pictures.
Four pictures.
The box.
Okay. And a link below this video.
Yeah.
So take you right to it.
There's going
to
be at least one less because I'm taking one.
You're taking
one. Are you going to get one?
Probably not.
No?
I have a VP.
You have a VP. I don't collect them, but this one I think I have to have.
No, I went through that stage where you had to have every one of them.
Well, I don't have to have every one. I just...
I think you have to have at least one, though.
Has to have one. And for the price, it's a logical step in your progression.
You know, if nice, you're starting with solid pen, gold nib, and convenient.
I have one here. So...
But you have a rotten one.
This is an early rotten.
Yeah, see how you are.
Yeah, well, anyway. All right. So anyway, that's coming this month, so keep your eyes open for that. But something that already is here that you're just came in.
You're on fire.
I'm on fire
on
this
fire.
Week. The new Sailor Special Edition Fire.
Now this is a continuation on a theme, is it not?
Yes, so we had the sky, we had the earth, we had the ocean, which was that lovely, lovely... Not to be confused with the Stormy Sea, because they're all pro gears. And now we have the fire. And this is very, very similar to the ocean. It's like semi-translucent toward the top. You can actually see the profile of the nib if you hold it up to the light. Toward the bottom.
Yes, that's like an x-ray.
21 karat gold nib on the full size, 14 karat, of course, on the small size.
And this is a pro gear.
That's a pro gear slam, yep.
This is a 1911.
Yep, tapered ends 1911.
And tapered edge. So yeah.
And it's a little bit, pro gear is a little bit shorter.
Is it
only because
basically
of
the same pen except the top and bottom are cut off?
Except for this part here. Everything above and below the trim ring.
The cap band looks a little different too.
Yeah, cap band's a little bit different. But yeah, otherwise it's the same girth.
But
same
a pro
section,
gear will always have a flat top.
Always, yep.
Okay.
Yep. So anyway, fire, all seven nibs in both sizes. So that's kind of cool. It's a lovely pen, really. I mean, if you got the other three, this is kind of a...
Right, it's...
Kind of a no-brainer.
I'm sorry, do that again. We got earth.
Sky.
Wind, fire, no.
Earth, wind, fire.
Sky, fire. Is another one coming?
We don't know.
We don't know.
Actually, when Ocean came out, we were told that was the last one in the series.
And then they came out with fire.
So
who knows?
It's here. It's a lovely, lovely shade of, almost a shade of orange. Yeah,
it's more of an orange. Kind of like fire?
It's more orange than red.
It is not red.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's in the red, whatever.
It doesn't have family.
It's orange. Yeah. Because there's something reddish next to it.
So speaking of red.
Now that's been out for a while.
This has been out for a while. This is the Sailor Pro Gear Slim, the Red Supernova, which also is part of a series. This is a special edition. It is not limited. It is not numbered. It's a special edition, and this edition was sold outside of Japan. So they actually didn't sell it in Japan, but it was non-JDM, as they call it, non-Japanese domestic market. Part of the series, the first one, was the Starburst Galaxy, which was quite a number of years ago, probably four years ago.
Yeah, I think so.
Purple Cosmos, that was out last year, and then now the Red Supernova. So same idea. This is red material with these little metallic flakes in it, and it just really shines.
It's a standout, but we won't see it on the camera. We'll have to put a picture up there.
Yeah, we'll have to see it. But they're officially gone. We have just a few left.
Officially gone?
They're officially gone. Like, I can't order them anymore, so when the three that I have left are gone.
They're gone. They're sparkly.
They're sparkly.
But they're muted sparkly. They're not like gaudy sparkly.
No, they're nice. Yeah, 14 karat nib. We can do most nib options. We can make most, pretty much anything you want. So, but, if you were thinking about it, this is the last chance
Now's
to get it.
Time.
And that's it.
A lot of Sailor here today.
There's a lot of Sailor. Let's change over to something else, huh?
Where would you like to go?
Let's go to Japan.
All right.
As long as we're there.
This thing?
This thing right there, yeah. This thing right here. That. What is that?
This is a Hobonichi Techo. Techo planner.
Techo.
Techo. It's in the A6 size.
That's the A6.
The yep. A5 size they call the cousin.
Okay.
They're gone. But we still have these.
We might be...
Sign up for back in stock?
Yep. I'm looking to get some more cousins coming in.
They were extremely popular.
They were gone like the first...
Weekend.
Less than 24 hours. Yeah. I mean, like maybe the first day they were gone.
I use mine every day.
I've used mine in 20...
I must admit, I didn't start the year using it.
Yeah.
But then I saw Justin using his every day, and I thought, okay.
Just in case.
I'll give it a try, and I have to get another one now. I got the 5-year planner. I didn't get a week's, but we still have some week's.
Yes, we do have a lot of week's. We have the Techos. We have some interesting covers too, including that cute one with the little bag.
Yeah, like
what
is
that
one bag. Called? Yeah, somebody was calling it a backpack.
It's but so it
doesn't fit on your back.
Cute. No. But it might fit on the cat. I can put it on the cat.
Oh, you should try that.
That would be cute, wouldn't it?
Advertising.
You think they would last long enough?
But now we don't have these yet.
We don't have them yet. They are coming. Actually, we got notification this morning or yesterday. They are shipping sometime this month.
Right, which is September. We estimated a ship date of November 1st.
November 1st.
We'll get them in October and get them out.
Yeah, it depends on how.
Because they're selling like hotcakes.
They are.
They do every year because they're very popular, and I see why. I want to say Tomato River paper, but the real word is Tomoe River.
Tomoe River, yeah.
So it instantly increases the popularity.
Yeah. No, I have a cover at home, and I haven't decided whether or not I'm going to get a new cover or I'm just going to replace the Techo and the cover.
Or both?
I don't know.
Now, if you get the new cover, it comes with a Techo.
Yes, yeah. So there are some nice covers left, too. Really, yes, really nice. There's a nice leather, super nice leather one with a little snap on it.
It sounds like you should get that one.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. We'll talk.
We'll see. I need to make a space that's inviting for me to write in this.
Like down in the basement?
Maybe not.
Maybe not.
Maybe not. I got to work on it. So anyway, Hobonichi.
On sale now.
On sale. Check it out. Make sure to get it. We can do one more order once they shipped in October, and then that's it. So.
Well, that's like 3 weeks away. Yeah. So you put it in your back in stocks right now, we'll know what to order.
Yes. Yeah. That's right. Yep. Yeah. And we will eventually, we should be able to have them down in Chicago too. So once we get them. But anyway, Hobonichi, sticking with paper.
This stuff?
These are really cool.
New colors. New colors on the Oasis notebook.
Portfolio Oasis. What do I have here? I have Sky.
Then I must have Winter Green.
You know what would look really good with this? Look at this. Check this out. Is that great or what?
I think you should get both. And that notebook comes in 3 sizes.
It does. So they come in, what do they come in? A6, A5, and then there's
something in between.
Larger B5.
That's a B5?
That's a B5. Okay. Yeah. Really, it's a really nice size, and it has this kind of ivory paper with a really unique Yuling.
What is this Yuling I see?
It's a Yuling. A ruling.
Oh, that's hard to describe. We have to put a picture of that up.
It's...
Because it's lined, but it has dotted lines in between the regular lines.
And it's sort of graph-ish. So you could use this for... You could use this for calligraphy.
I see it for calligraphy.
Yeah.
It does not have the diagonal lines, but it helps you find them, that's for sure.
Yeah, and then there's an empty date field at the top, which is kind of nice. So if you are using this as a kind of a journal or something to take notes, but you don't do it every day, then you don't have to waste pages like me. This is, you know, maybe I should do this. I should get one of these and put this in my Hobonichi cover.
You should do that.
And then I can just put the dates.
But you're still going to need a Hobonichi.
I'm still going to need
just for the bragging rights, if nothing else.
Yes. So.
But these are very nice.
The paper is great.
I sure wish I knew how many pages were in this.
80 sheets.
80 sheets.
Okay. But they lay flat. Look at that. Just.
Yeah, it's excellent. And affordable.
Yeah, they're just.
Very affordable.
Like.
And these are not the only colors we have.
No. There's a charcoal. These are just the new ones. Yeah. There's a brick. There's an olive. And then I think that's it. Yeah. So there's.
And they're thick.
Yeah.
Because I thought, I was going to guess there was more than 80 sheets in here.
No, it's a nice. It's a little bit bigger, too big for a pocket size notebook. But you know, even this A6 is, you know, you can throw this in a backpack.
Well, it is A6.
Yeah.
Against the Hobonichi, which is also A6. So there's just definitely
an hair thinner.
Not one of those strange A6s.
Yeah.
Sometimes they take liberties.
Yeah, nice new colors in Oasis.
These just came in.
They just came
yesterday.
In.
Yesterday.
Yep, a couple days ago.
Or a couple days ago.
Or whatever. I was in Chicago, and we get everything in Chicago like a day early, but this is a great color.
He's bragging, isn't he? He's bragging.
All right. What else we got? I don't know what this is. I do know what this is.
Is that next?
Next.
It
next
is.
Up.
This is a Midori MD paper, which we've had for a long time, but these are new notebooks. They're called MD Light. And not because the paper's lighter or the lines are lighter, but because there's fewer pages in the notebook.
It feels lighter.
It's probably lighter in weight than the other notebooks because these are smaller and staple bound. But it's the same grade paper. So this is more, portable?
Portable, yeah.
More portable. Although they do come in an A5 size as well.
Yeah.
So I don't know about the portability, but thinner, definitely thinner.
Yeah, that's real.
But they come in packs of three.
Which is nice, because then you don't have to worry once you've used up your notebook, you don't have to order another one. When you get to the second one, then's when you need to order another one.
Right. Plus, sometimes you don't need to fill an entire 80 pages of notebooks. Your thoughts are smaller.
Oh, okay.
Your experiments
are smaller. Are you saying I don't have good thoughts? They're smaller?
We do have those tiny little notebooks. And they come in lined and graph for right now, but we're supposed to get the blank.
The blank, okay. That's coming
and
in.
And I think there's a back in stock. They're online for back in stock notifications. But MD Midori paper, people rave about it, and I love it.
Flexible. These would be good for, if you're out and about and you're sketching out and about, or you're just doing a little journaling or something. Yeah.
Nice. Well, these, they kind of remind me of field notes. Because they're staple bound and about the same size.
Mm-hmm.
I think Field Notes has curves.
Rounded corners.
Yeah. But the paper is completely different.
Yeah.
Nothing against Field Notes, but this is MD Midori.
Yeah, right. Yeah, they do a good job. I was writing on some Midori this morning.
See how you are?
Well, it was the
Did
post-it
you share?
Notes.
The post-it All those post-it notes.
They're ridiculous. It's the most ridiculous post-it note ever. Like, I won't use them because they're so nice.
But they are that nice.
Yeah,
but
this was an important note, so I wanted to make sure.
It was an important note. Yeah. Okay. Was it for Lisa?
No.
Okay.
No, it was not.
It was for yourself.
It was
for
myself.
It's for future Brian.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, that's very important. Let's see.
All right.
Have we left paper land.
Okay.
Now? We're going to ink land.
Yep. Okay. Next up.
Mo. I need Mo ink.
Mo.
This is Penlux Mo, and they call it Penlux Mo, but who makes it?
This is made by Sailor.
Made by Sailor.
Yeah.
But does it say Sailor?
It does. It says Made by Sailor. Right on the
Made by Sailor. All right. So we know it's made by Sailor. But for whom did they make it? Or for what market? Or
this is for the Taiwanese market.
Okay.
Limited edition run of actually 999 bottles.
We didn't get all of those.
No.
The vast majority went to Taiwan.
Yeah. Yeah. There was only about 200 that made their way into the United States. So the two colors
are plum.
The plum, which is lovely.
And tangerine.
And the tangerine, which is really nice.
I just happen to have the Think Thursday that we did.
How does that look on there? Is that?
That pen goes with everything.
That's a great...
Look at that. Look at that.
Fire with a bottle of tangerine.
Sailor and Sailor. Now, the boxes are interesting because they open like a flower.
This big flower.
I believe a lotus flower. And
then there it is.
And there it is. Now, these are actually numbered.
They are numbered, hand numbered.
I am holding bottle 467 of 999. Yeah. How about you?
471.
471. And this is my bottle, 407.
It is your bottle?
Yeah, I already have the number.
They're lovely. They're beautiful boxes.
Memorized.
They're well made.
Yeah, I can't. Nobody else makes a box like
it's
this.
It's a pretty, I mean, even if it didn't open up like that, isn't it a pretty box? It's got,
It's a pretty ink.
It's
pretty
nice.
Ink.
It's really nice.
Both of them are very pretty, but the other extra touches just add to it. Mm-hmm. A beautiful box, numbered, hand-numbered.
Hand-numbered, yeah.
999 is not written by hand, but somebody went through.
Can you imagine what they did? Can you imagine? What do I got to do today, boss? Well, here's 2,000 bottles of ink.
Yep.
Be done by noon.
And I happen to like numbered things.
Yeah. Yeah, so they're nice.
Do we know if they're coming out with Mo colors?
I have no idea. I don't. Sorry.
But there's more fruit than just plum and tangerine.
Well, there is. Yeah, I don't know.
Was this a surprise? Did we know it was coming?
I had no idea this was coming.
Okay.
So, but and real nice. And
we don't have an endless supply of this either. That's a beautiful bottle. In fact, I think it's the new.
It's the new gentle.
Yeah.
The 50 ml gentle bottle.
Exactly.
So it's 50 ml.
So it's that ice cube bottle.
That we're calling ice cube?
Yeah, well, it's like a very nice ice cube. Very nice ice cube.
So.
And very nice ink.
Limited. And I think there are more.
Right. So what we have is what we have.
Yeah. We actually bought.
And we did. I think Thursday on both of them, and we did a hot stuff video that you can probably find while you're watching
looks,
this one.
This plum here actually looks a little bit water resistant, huh?
It is.
Yeah. The tangerine not so much, but
no, but
yeah.
The plum.
Yeah. You can kind of see. You can completely see.
You can read it.
The writing. Yeah.
You can read it.
Yeah. It's really.
Which nice. I think was a surprise to all of us.
Yeah. And it seems like it dries a little quicker than the tangerine too, based on the test. So nice, beautiful review by Chris. Really, really a great job.
This was our first two ink ink Thursday.
Yeah.
Nice. But it was perfect for it.
He does such a nice job.
He does.
Really, really.
Always does.
Stellar. So.
Stellar.
Along with Penn Lexmo, limited edition.
Made by Sailor.
Plum is by far going faster than tangerine, but you know there's not much in the way of tangerine left. And yes, it is available in Chicago at our Chicago store. So.
You have a store in Chicago?
All right. Next up, more ink.
More ink. Made by Sailor?
Made by Sailor.
For whom?
For Bungu Box.
Bungu Box.
This is a special edition. It is not numbered, but they are not going to make any more once these are out. So I guess it's limited without actually having a number.
And they're Zodiac, apparently.
Zodiac, yes.
I'm holding what's called Aries, and the front of the box actually has the stars, I suppose, that make up the constellation.
Yep.
Of my cute sun sign, box. As it were. Zodiac. I've got Zodiac, Aries, and I've got Gemini over here.
And I've got Taurus here. And these come in the little Shikiori size bottle.
This is the 20 Ink mil? Studio bottle.
Ink Studio bottle, yeah. Right, the standard Shikiori. Or what the new, what Yamadori and, and so on.
But we only got Aries, Gemini, and
Taurus. Yes.
Taurus.
So there will be all 12.
There will be.
My impression is they're coming out three at a time.
Because we got three.
In order. There are how many zodiac signs?
12.
12. So that means we might have four runs.
You're a little crabby, right?
I'm a little crabby?
Yeah.
Yes, I'm a little crabby. Yes, we don't have mine. Mine's coming.
But yours should be next.
Mine will be next, yeah.
Whenever. We don't know when, though.
Whenever. We don't know. Okay. But special edition, and they're really nice.
Yeah, here's
Aries.
Aries
is great.
Aries and Gemini is a nice blue.
Yeah,
and you've got a green.
Taurus is real nice.
That's
dark
a green.
Green.
Yeah, that's a green. Yeah. And we have no idea what the other are going to be.
We've been speculating about, I've been speculating, I guess, Cancer.
You?
So that's my zodiac sign.
So what do you want it to be?
Well, I don't want it to be like pink or red like the crab. I really would like it to be what Gemini is. That's a lovely color. But maybe it'll be something I can put in the King of Pen.
Well, whatever it is, you can put it in the King of Pen.
Because I'm a water sign?
Yeah. Are you a water sign?
I'm a water sign.
Plus, it comes with a little overview of the, personality traits of that particular star sign?
In Japanese.
In Japanese. I had to take a picture of it with my Google Translate thingamajigger.
And are they different? They're different, right? They are.
Well, one would hope this is for Gemini and that's the one.
Adorable.
Yeah, I mean, I think the fun part is translating it. But no, it's very nice.
So, yeah. I just noticed in here there's actually a date code stamped on the top.
I've got May 13th.
Yeah.
Which is a Gemini? No.
Well, Taurus. It was probably
these
Taurus.
Were not born under
the
star sign.
They were not
the
born under the star sign. No.
But that they represent.
And they've got the little metallic on the label too.
On the label too.
So yeah. So and actually, what a great picture.
Yeah, because it
that
made
came
a reflection.
Out. I don't know who took that. If it was Justin or Steph, but wow.
We're gonna throw that to Steph.
We'll throw that to Steph.
Yep.
Atta girl. Yeah, it's really really cute. So anyway, Bungu Box Zodiac. In stock now, also in Chicago. Again.
Also in Chicago? Because they got it first.
They got it first because they're one day closer to the... Well, Chicago is a hub, so... So, anyway.
The hub of all things pen-related?
It is.
Speaking of Chicago, how is Lisa?
Lisa's doing great. I was just down there this last weekend for our...
You had Vintage Days.
Vintage Days, which was pretty exciting. Talked to a lot of people. Pencils were very popular.
And you mean vintage pencils?
Vintage pencils,
mechanical.
Yep. Mechanical pencils, yep. But you know, snorkels were popular. We talked to a lot of people about Vacumatics, Touchdowns, snorkels, Esterbrooks.
Parker 51s.
Parker 51s. We had all that stuff there. 61s.
And you're going to do another Vintage Days.
We're going to do that again on the 27th and 28th
of the Friday, Saturday?
This month. Yep.
28th. You already have something planned for the 28th.
Yes, 28th is Penn Spa Saturday.
What happens at a Penn Spa? Oh,
that's awesome.
So, especially on a Saturday.
Especially on a Saturday. We bring in your pens. If you're having troubles with your pens starting or writing, bring them in. We'll give them a clean and a bath in the ultrasonic and wipe them down. And,
okay. So it's spa day for your pens.
It's spa day for your pens, yeah.
But if I'm going to bring them, should I bring them full of ink?
You should try to clean that out.
Just empty them.
Empty them out. That would be helpful.
It makes the spa experience go faster.
Yeah, because if we take an ultrasonic of, we have a 3-liter ultrasonic, and if we stick a pen in there that's got a, full cartridge of ink or a full converter of ink in it, then it gets that water inky right away. So.
And is this just a free service?
Free service, oh, yeah. Bring them in.
Bring them in and they get spa treatment.
Don't bring in 20 pens, but.
No. Be reasonable.
If you want,
you can come back 20 times.
Yeah, you can come back and
bring a couple.
And we certainly can do that any other time. Any other time that Lisa's there, she'd be happy to take a look at your pens and clean them. But we thought we would dedicate one day a month.
And that's the fourth Saturday of every month.
Fourth Saturday of every month. Yeah, and I'll be down there for that. So that'll be. I won't be down there for the next couple, but this one I will be.
Right. So you won't be there for every one of them, but this next one you happen to be there, and you'll have the Vintage Days at the same time.
Yep. And so if you're coming down, or if you have any vintage pens that you want me to look at, you need an appraisal, evaluation, you need repair. Them for repair, right? Make sure to bring them in, and I'll be happy to take a look at them, give you an estimate on repair or what we can do, and go from there. So we had a couple people this last weekend, brought in some pens and for repair, and that was great. So
and you fix them right there on the spot?
I don't fix them there on the spot, but I am down in Chicago about every 3 weeks. So, my goal is to get them, I pick them up, and then I bring them back on my next trip. So
perfect.
A 3-week turnaround is in the pen repair industry is...
It's fast.
Is
lightning fast.
Almost unheard of.
People would almost pay more for a rush service on that.
So some repairers do charge expedite.
Yeah, that's
fee.
That's expedite. Yeah. So now when you have Vintage Days and you take vintage pens and mechanical pencils to Chicago, are these already restored? And
they're already, the fountain pens are already restored.
Okay.
In fact,
so they're ready to write.
They're ready to go. In fact, this Friday, so people might who wait for the Friday vintage mailer know we didn't have one 2 weeks ago. And then last week we kind of did greatest hits.
Okay.
This Friday's mailer is outstanding. Somebody gave me some grief over the number of pens in the mailer.
Yeah, if you're looking for vintage pens, stay tuned for Friday.
Touchdown, snorkels, and vacuumatic heavy. And some Esterbrooks. And some interesting nibs, too. So I won't say anything more about that, but there's some interesting nibs for some of your vintage pens. This Friday is going to be.
They're not like Waterman nibs. What did you can put them in your Waterman?
No. These are specific to particular brands. Actually, they both fit in a particular brand. But
and speaking of vintage and repair and all that, what is?
So we do have this. And this came about as a result of me actually needing this to repair some pens that I did take down to Chicago. So as most people know, you use shellac. To seal sections, sacks, all sorts of things. Anything you need to seal, you can use shellac for. Yeah, it's basically glue, but it's reversible.
With heat?
With heat, it's reversible. So it's not a permanent thing. So, you never want to use super glue or anything like that. But
something's different about this particular shellac.
This is different. This is clear shellac.
Which is something we haven't had before.
We've never had it before, but what you need it for is if you ever have a pen that there's a part that needs to be sealed that's transparent. So say a 51 demonstrator hood, you don't want to put amber shellac there because you'll see amber.
It dries amber.
It dries amber. While this looks ivory, it dries perfectly clear.
Perfectly clear.
Perfectly clear. So I had a couple of bulb fillers with transparent barrels, and I didn't want to put amber shellac, so... We got the clear shellac, put it on there, you can't even tell.
Can't even tell.
You can't even tell the shellac.
This clear shellac, how much is this? This is $5?
It's $5.
And it'll last you how long?
This would last me probably a lifetime.
A lifetime. So
I mean, you can use it for everything.
Yeah, you can use this where you would ordinarily use the amber.
That's correct.
It's just going to dry clear, and you won't be able to see that it's clear.
Unless you tip this over, this is a lifetime supply. Or unless you have a lot of transparent pants.
Or you're a professional.
Yeah, I go through a lot of shellac, that's for sure. But right. So anyway, so that's you know, and it comes in the same bottle as the amber. It's got a brush in there, so it's ready to go. Usually what I do with a new bottle of shellac...
And the brush is on the cap?
Yeah, it's on the cap.
Oh, okay.
There it is. Usually what I do with these is you'll see it is quite viscous. I like to let it evaporate a little bit so it thickens up.
How long do you do that?
You do it until it gets to the desired thickness.
Oh, but you're not talking a matter of minutes.
No, not a matter of minutes. I'm talking overnight. And usually what I do is I kind of cock the cap like that. You don't want dust or anything getting in there, but you want it to be
so
open enough.
So you leave it kind of a jar.
Yeah.
overnight and see what the thickness is the next morning.
Yeah, usually what happens is you'll get up the next morning and you look at it and there'll be like a little skin on it. And then what I do is I mix it up and then I let it sit again. So
and it just gets a little thicker.
It gets a little thicker.
Why do you want it a little thicker?
Well, one of the nice things about that is because then when, you know, because sometimes you can see how it just dripping off. Yeah, and it's easier to control.
You don't want it to be that way. You want it to stay where you put it.
I want it to stay where you put it.
While you put the parts together.
You also don't want to drip it on anything else. True. You know, you want it to drip on the pen or whatever else you've got on your bench that you're working on. So I do that. You don't have to, but that's just my preferred preference.
A professional says to do it. So I'm going to do it.
So anyway,
I have no need for it. But I want one anyway.
It's great. Yeah. It's a nice. You know, it's one of those things that you know.
It's a knick-knack. Yeah, I'll put it on my desk.
So.
Just look at it. What else we got?
What else? Going through the list.
Not on the list, but I know there's rumor of a Visconti ST DuPont event in Chicago in October.
Yes.
The dates of which have not been settled.
Yeah, they've not been. I don't even know what they are.
I don't think they've been set.
Okay.
The idea of having
middle?
One.
I think it was middle of October.
I don't know. I have no idea. But it's not just Visconti. It's Visconti and ST DuPont in October in Chicago. And I would just suggest that we'll probably talk about it again.
We'll announce it,
of course. That would be a great event.
I'm looking forward to this. This will be the first event with Kohl's of London after they've acquired the distribution for DuPont. And some of those pens are outstanding.
They make excellent pens.
Lisa's been a fan of DuPont ever since I've known
They're
her.
The click, right?
They have that sturdy click.
Yeah.
Nice little click on them. Just beautiful. The lacquer,
not like a vanishing point. It's when you put the cap on it.
It has a distinct click.
It's not a snap cap. It's a click cap.
I've never used that term before.
Neither have I. Just made it up.
So
but that's a rumor. Now they will be there in December. But
we're going to be there in December. You're trying to do October.
And you've got a sailor event in December and a
sailor
event
and a pilot event scheduled. Yep. So December will be a nice busy month. But it's coming quick. So
yes, it's around the corner.
It's
almost fall. And then, of course, this Pen Spa is every fourth Saturday
of the month.
In Chicago.
Where is
that store in Chicago?
That store happens to be downtown in the Loop, Palmer House Hilton.
In the Loop.
10 East Monroe Street, or in Monroe and Wabash. So.
Usually you say it's on the ground floor.
It's on the ground floor of the Palmer House Hilton.
That leads me to believe that this Palmer House Hilton is something multi-story.
It's the second largest hotel in the city based on number of rooms. It's quite a building. So.
It's a landmark of some sort.
It is a landmark. So. Anyway,
it's in the Loop, too.
It's in the Loop.
If you haven't mentioned that, it's in the Loop. Are we wrapping it up?
I think we're wrapping it up.
It says join us next week, but we probably won't be here. Who knows?
Next time.
Next time.
We should cross
join
it
us
out.
Next time.
Join us next time for more talk about pens, ink, and paper.
We covered them all. Yes, we did.
Don't forget to join the mailing list. It's at the bottom of every page on the website, AndersonPens.com.
Every page. Just put your email there.
Just put your email address in there. We send out a newsletter on Tuesday and Vintage on Friday.
Vintage on Friday.
So.
And every once in a while, a very special announcement, like Hobonichi.
Yes, Hobonichi, yep.
But that's few and far between. But they're the first to know.
They are, yep. So follow the blog for news, ink reviews, and all sorts of other stuff. And make sure to check us out on social media as Anderson Pens.
Does Chicago have a website?
They do, chicago.andersonpens.com. You can find all our event notifications on there. And like this video, subscribe to this channel. Thumbs up.
Subscribe to the channel and like this video. Yeah. What's not to like?
I know.
They should like it twice.
And we'll see you next time.
Bye.